On June 24th, 2022, just after 8 a.m., breaking news.
The Supreme Court has reached a decision on the landmark Roe v. Wade case. The ruling is on a case called Dobbs.
Roe v. Wade, the Supreme Court case from 1973 that ruled the Constitution protected the right to an abortion, had been overturned. In Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers, a Democrat, condemned the decision in a video.
Folks, our worst fears have been confirmed. The Supreme Court has stripped the right to choose from millions of Americans.
And others celebrated it, like Julaine Appling, who runs the anti-abortion group Wisconsin Family Action.
We are rejoicing in the goodness of God in giving us a court that understands that this was a decision that was wrongly made in 1973. But folks, we have worked.
Soon, protesters started gathering at the state capitol.
Free abortion on demand!
And that morning, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, which ran three of the state's four abortion clinics, announced that it would have to abide by the state's abortion law from the 1800s, which was once again in force.
Because that law was not repealed, because that law remains in effect, today, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has been forced to temporarily suspend abortion services.
But what is that law? How did it originally come to be? Why did it stay on the books so long? WPR reporters explore all this and more in our special How We Got Here, Abortion in Wisconsin Since 1849, available here on WPR Reports on Saturday, September 9th. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts.